You're holding up Samach Tes on base by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ha Mashlish Moyest Labitoy. For father's Mashlish means gives away his money to a third party, that somebody else should hold his money for his daughter. So when his daughter gets married, he'll buy your karka. Like Rashi says, Mosa Moyest Biachlish, the father gives away his money now to a third party, the Tsarach Bita because of his daughter. Liknoi Soda in the Dunya Likashatinose. When the daughter gets married, there'll be money around to buy her a present, to buy her a dowry, to buy her a karka. So the father gives away the money now to a third party to hold it. Now, she says, the daughter says now, and Rashi learns, liachash, and it says after she got married, that neman bali olai, I trust my husband. In other words, she tells this third party now, go and give the money to my husband. I trust him to buy the right karka, he won't jip me. So the Tanakam Rameya holds, Mishnah says, Yasa Shlish Mashushlash Biyodai. No, nothing doing. The third party has to use the money himself and buy her a karka. Tivri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Like, we don't give the money over to the husband, but rather the third party, the third person, he has to do what the father told him to do with the money. That he himself should buy her the karka. I'll see in the Gemara this Svaris, because he holds the mitzvah Lakayim Divri Ameis. Like, we're talking about now that the father died. So the third party was told by the mace-like before he died to give it to his daughters. So he has to do what he was told. Rabbi Yossi says no. V'chienu elo soda. Let's say it would only be like she already received the field already. V'roitzel amaychra, and she wants to sell it. Harayu mechura miyachshav, she has a right to sell it. So therefore, let's consider as if it was sold right now. In other words, that we should give it whatever she says. Now, if she says she trusts the husband, it's not worse than we already gave her a field, and she has a right to sell it. So she says to give the money now to her husband, let her husband buy the field, we do it. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Medavar Mamurim, when do we say this? Bigdela. If the girl is a Gedela, she's over 12 already. Avul Biktana, if she's only a Ktana still, ain't Maisa Ktana Klum. Then what a Ktana does means nothing. So we don't have Rabbi Yossi Svara then. She can't, like, go ahead and sell it herself. She can't sell it if she's a Ktana. Therefore, if the girl is still a Ktana, then Avada, the Mashlish, the third party here, the third person, he has to hold on to the money, and only he himself could give it to her. The Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Ha Mashlish Moyos Lechosnoi. Likach Mehem Soda Levitoi. If somebody is Mashlish Moyos Lechosnoi, means again, the father gives away money to a third party, Letzarech his son-in-law. That the third party should buy a field for his daughter. Just like our Mishnah. Now, via Meris, she says, you know what? The daughter now, when she gets married, she tells the third person, go and give the money now to my husband. Even though my father said, like, you should buy me the karka, the field, you don't have to buy it for me, but give the money to my husband, and I trust he'll buy the karka for me. So it says in the Brice like this, Min ha-nesuyin erishus biyada. If she says this after she has nesuyin, we trust her, and we give the money over to her husband. Min erisin, if she only had erisin yet, then yasa shlish ma-shushlash biyada divir Rabbi Meir. Here Meir says that if she only had erisin, then we don't listen to her, we don't give the money to the husband, but rather the third person has to hold it, and he himself has to buy the field for the daughter. That's from Meir Shita. So, that's like our Mishnah. Just mashma that min anesuyin, we do listen to her. It's only min erisin that we don't listen to her. Rabbi Yossi says, ha gedela. If the girl is a gedela, bein min anesuyin, bein min erisin, reshus biyada. No, even though she only had erisin, still we like trust her. And if she says to give the money to her husband, the shlish has the right to give the money over to the husband, he'll buy the karka for her. Kitana. Let's say she's not 12 years old yet, she's only Ktana. Then, Bein Min Anesuyin, Bein Min Erisin, Yasa Shlish, Mashushlus Biyodai. Then we say the Shlish has to do what he was told to do. He can't give it over to the husband. Again, because the Svar is, since she's a Ktana, she can't sell it herself. So, since she herself can't sell it, therefore we don't give it over to her husband. Now, my Benayu, like the Chorda Shaila is, where is the exact Machloikis? Rashi says, "V'hai pligi, bigdoy loy bigtana." Where is there a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi that Reb Meir says when she has nisuyin already? So when Reb Meir says that when she has nisuyin, then we listen to her. But with Erisin, we don't listen to her. And Reb Yosi says, no, even by Erisin also we listen to her. Where is the machlekes? Elaim, if you want to tell me ketana, if you want to tell me the machlekes is where she's a ketana, then what minana suyini kevinayo, where she's a ketana, less than 12, and she also got married already. That's why she had nisuyin already. To Rabbi Meir, sover reshus biyodo, yes, since she had nisuyin already, she has the right to say, give it over to her husband, and the shlish has a right to listen to and give it to the husband. For Yosef Rabbi Yosef Lameimer, Rabbi Yosef comes and says, no, that afilu minan nesuyin, even when they had nesuyin already, still the halacha is nami, gedoyla in, ketana loy, only if the girl is a gedoyla already, then we listen to her and we give over the money to the husband. But where she's a ketana, that she herself can't sell any property she has, we don't give over the money to the husband. So maybe this is the case where it's a machlokes, where she's a ketana, and she already had nesuyin, that according to Rabbi Meir, we listen to her. And Rabbi Yosi says no, then we don't listen to her. Fred Gemara is so aimless sefer. What does the sefer say? Avol biktano, when the girl is a katano, when she's a young, less than 12, ain maisik tana klum. Whatever she does means nothing. She can't sell anything at all. Ain maisik tana klum. Fred Gemara, haman ketani lo. Who is the one that said the sefer at the end of our Mishnah? Elaim, if you want to tell me it's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the one that said it. Rabbi Yosi himself, we hear this from the Reisha, from the beginning. That Rabbi, why? The Yom Rabbi Yosi said at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi says, why do we say we listen to the girl? That when she got married and she says give it to her husband, we give the money to the husband? Because it's not worse, not better off, where she already received the kak and she sold it. So Rabbi Yosi's old svar is that since she has a right to sell her property, therefore we'll give the money to the husband. We look as if it's already sold already. Now, that svar is gedoyla de baz divina yin. Where the girl is the gedoyla, she's 12 already, that when she sells something, it's chal, she could sell something in, then we have the svar to listen to her, to give the money to her husband. But ketana, where she's only a ketana, the lav baz divina yin, that she has the right to sell it, is loy, then we don't listen to her. We don't give over the money to the husband. So if Rabbi Yosi said the end of the Mishnah, we don't need it. We know this from the Reisha, that Rabbi Yosi said the only reason why we listen to her is because she could even sell the property that she has already. That's only when she's a gedola. When she's a katana, she can't sell it. So Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Meihi. Havad, you have to say the end of the Mishnah that says, Ein Maisek Tana Klum, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. For Chasuri Mechzer, and something is missing in the Mishnah, Vachi Ketonit, this is the way the Mishnah should really say, that Yasa Ashlish Mashush Lash Biyodai. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says, what is the Mitzvah Kaim Divri Ameis, that the father gave the money to a third person to take care of it, he has to buy the karka and not give over the money to a husband. But Remeya says, "B'med v'orma murim." When do I say this? Min erison. Only if she only had erison so far. Then we say we don't give over the money to the husband. Avu min hanesuyin. But if she had nesuyin already, the mom is living together already. Then we say reshus biyada. Then even Remeya agrees that she has a right to say to the shlish, the third person, give the money to my husband. Now on this, by Nisuyin, Bamed, Vormamurim, this is the end of the mission now. When does Rabbi Meir say that by Nisuyin? She has the right to give over the money to the husband, the Gdela, only where the girl is already Gdela, she's over 12 already. Abu Biktana, but when she's only a Ketana, the Lacher is, Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. The Maisa Biktana is nothing, Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. Elo gedoyla, so comes out that can't be the machlekes then. He can't say the machlekes is by ketana min anesuyin, because by ketana comes out everybody, both Remei and Rabbeisi, both hold, by ketana we do not give the money to the husband. So where is the machlekes in the Mishnah between Remei and Rabbeisi? So Gemara says, Elo gedoyla min erisin ikibanayu. The machlekes says where she's a gedoyla, and the only at erisin, that here Rabbeisi says that we listen to her, even though she only had erisin, but since she's a gedola, and if she wants to, she could sell her property. Therefore, when she says, give the money to my husband, we listen to her. And Remeya says, no, Since you only had Erisin so far, the Shlish, the third person, has to do with the money the way he was told. He himself has to buy the fields for her, and they don't give it over to the husband. So that's the Machloikis Bekitzam, where she is a Gedolah than they only had Erisin. Itmai will learn, Rav Yehudu Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rav Yosi. We take a paskin like Rav Yosi, that where she is a Gedolah and she had Erisin, we listen to her, and we tell the third person, give the money to her husband. Rav Amrav says, no, Amrav Nachman Halacha K'Rav Meir. Halacha is like Remeya that no, even though she is a Gedolah, but since the only had Erisin, the Shlish, the third person, he himself has to buy the fields for the daughter. Now, if the mitzvah lakayim divrei ameis, we don't listen to her to give it over to the husband, but rather the Shlish, the third person himself, he himself has to buy the karka for the daughter. Now the Gemara says Ilfa. So Maisi with Ilfa, he was a Talmud Chacham. So Tolo Navshe B'Yisrukei. This is the Gemara in Tainus we once had, that Rashi says, all right, the Lashon Gemara means Tolo Nash Viska. He like hung himself by the sail of a ship, the Mechuza. He's by the sails of a ship. He like hung himself. He was standing there. And Omri said like this: Iko diosi diomali milsef. Anybody will come and ask me a question. Devei Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosha. From any brisa that was learned by Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosha. V'loy pashit nolei mimasnitzin. And I won't explain it to him clearly and bring a proof from a Mishnah. Yishino nafila meyisuke. I'm going to jump off the sail of the ship, v'tovan, and I'll drown. That's what Ilfa said. So Kitzur Rashi brings down that the Maisa was, and the Gemara Tainus was, that the Yisla Rabbi Yechon and Bereisha, Kesholach Ilfa v'schayra. First Rabbi Yechon and Ilfa were learning together. And it came exact, then they weren't allowed to learn anymore. So it says Ilfa went to do business. And Rabbi Yechon and Sam learned. And when they came and met later on, Kios Armulei, he ever Yosema Vigoris Law Mar Rabbi Molech, that Rabbi Yechon told Ilfi, you know, if you would have sat and learned the whole time, like you would have been the Rosh Hashiva. So this Ilfi wanted to prove a point and said, he went up on top of the ship and said, I didn't forget any part of my learning. And therefore, if anybody can ask me a question and I can't answer, I'll jump off the ship and into the ocean. So Kitsu the Maisa was also Husab, an old man came. Tonila, he learned like this. He asked Ilfa like this. He says, "Ha'imer, if a father says, Tanu shekel libni, Mashma, the father wants to give away his property to somebody else, not to give Yerusha to his own sons, but he's living over at Tzavo, though, that I want this other person to feed my son and give my son a shekel every day. Tanu shekel libni, b'Shabbos, that's once a week. A shekel is half of a b'sela. Now, v'ruyin litun lem sela. But we see the son needs at least a seller to live throughout the week. So the father said it's not enough. Vice the food went up. And now a shekel is not enough. He has to have like two shekels to make a seller. So locher is, noistum lahem miseller. Yes, we say you have to give his sons a seller. So the father didn't know the prices would go up. And therefore, a shekel is not enough. He has to give him a seller each week. The imam, what's going to be if the father said though, al titnu lahem el a shekel? Father spoke out clearly, no, I don't want to spoil my kids. I only want you to give them one shekel a week is a nice thing lemel a shekel. And even though that's not enough, the prices went up, you can't live on a shekel, still we don't give the kids more than a shekel. For your mama, let's say the father said like this though, in Mesu, like he gave over the money to somebody, and he said in case that person dies, is Yeshua Acherim Tachteim, he's appointing somebody else to take over the Yerusha. Again, the father, for some reason, doesn't want his own sons to yashin him, so he's speaking out clearly who should take over his nechassim when he dies. So if he said like this, then we say, Bein Shoma Tenu, whether the father said, just give my son a shekel, Bein Shoma Al Titenu, whether he spoke out clearly, don't give more than a shekel, here the case is, Ein Neistin Lemel a shekel. We only give the sons only a shekel, that's all, not more than a shekel. Because since the father was so makbet to speak out exactly who should get his nechassim when he dies, we see the father doesn't care so much about his own kids. He doesn't want his kids to get the property. He wants somebody else to take it over. As if he's talking about somebody else, then exactly what he told the son to get, that's all he gets. Not more than a shekel. So, Lechura, this Saba asked Ilfa like, who is the Tana? Who's the one that holds the Svara? Like, what's the Svara of this Brisa? So Amalei, Ilfa answered back, Hamani, this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir now Mishnah. The Yoma, the Svara of Rabbi Meir now Mishnah is, that even though the girl says, give the money to my husband, The Mishnah's Remeya says, no, nothing doing. We have to shlish, the third person that received the money from the father. He himself has to buy the property. He doesn't give it over to the husband. Why? Because the svar is the yom Remeya holds, mitzvah l'kaim divri ames. If a person told you to do something, and then he died, even though he died, there's still a mitzvah to do what he told you. That's Remeya's svar in our Mishnah. So therefore, if the father gave over the money, the $1,000, to a third person, and told this third person, I want you, when my daughter gets married, to buy in the field, so it's a mitzvah for the kaim divri ames, that's Remeya's svar in the Mishnah, even though the daughter says now, give it over to my husband, nothing doing, it's a mitzvah for the kaim to listen to the father, and you have to, the third person himself, he himself, has to give the money, buy the field for the daughter. See, also the same thing also. Since the father's das is here to give over the property to somebody else, and he only left word that he only wants his son to get a shekel, nothing more, just take a mitzvah, l'kayim divri ames, to listen to the father, and don't give the sons more than a shekel. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Marukva. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Bein shama tenu. Whether the father said a lashon of tenu, give my son a shekel for each week. Obein shama al titenu. And even if the father said a strong lashon of, don't give him more than a shekel a week, still if the prices go up, and a shekel is not enough to live on for the week, but you need two shkolim, you need a seller, the locher is noisnin lehem kol tzarkim. The locher is not like the brisa. The locher is we give them exactly what they need. We give them the seller we give them. Why? Why is that so? Since we pass like in our Mishnah according to Remeya, that there's a mitzvah l'kayim divri ames, and the father said, don't give my kids more than a shekel, so how come we're going to give them a seller? Why are we giving them two shekelim? And the Gemara, hani mili b'mili v'achronaisa. That's only in other things. When the father says to do other things, there's a mitzvah l'kayim divri ames. But over here, when the father left word about giving his children, we said the svar is meinach nicholei. For sure, the father would agree and would like this idea to give the kids what they need. Even though he said, don't give them more than a shekel, but if a shekel is not enough and need a seller, it's for sure svar the father would like it that the son should get what they need. Aye, why did the father say, don't give them more than a shekel? He only sell out to be mazaras them. So he needs to make them try and be on their own, to be independent. Like Rashi says, that the kids themselves should look around to try and find food to eat. And they shouldn't be fresses, like they shouldn't just sit down and be spoiled. That's why the father said, I'll only give you the shekel. But if either the father agrees that if a shekel is really not enough to live on, and you need, if a shekel is not enough, and you need a seller, you need two shekelim, the father would agree that my son should get what he needs. That's why the locher is, no matter which way the father said, the locher is the son does get what he needs. That's what he said. Right, Tanan Hossam. We learned also Gemara in Gittin, Gemara Bavasaram, Tanan Hossam. Hapu'utois, that means young kids. Trashi Tanoikos B'nai Tisho Shmeina. 9 or 8 years old. That's a middle class. They're still a cotton, but they have a little bit of a little bit of understanding they do have. A kopon mid rabbonin. Therefore, the locher is apuota. It's a kid that's 9 or 8 years old. Mecha nekach umemkra mecha b'metaltlim. If they sell utensils that they own or they buy, the mechir is chal mid rabbonin. Their mechir, what they buy or what they sell, is called good, but only by metaltlim. Rashi says, "Avu mekarka loy hachiyovi shtei saris loy hachiyovi ben esrim." But to sell property, karka, then they have to have a shema gedolim, either to be 13, or else the 2 saris, or else they don't have 2 saris till they become 20. Now, Omer Rafrum loy shanu elo shein shem apotropis. It's only said when there's no apotropis there. There's no, like the father didn't appoint someone to take care of his kids. Let's say the father appointed somebody to take care of his kids, or else Desden did. Then we say if the kid sold something, if they bought something, what they buy, what they sell means nothing. That's what he says. It's only if there's no apotropis. But if there's a apotropos there, then since there's somebody over them, they can only do according to what the apotropos says. And if he doesn't give the permission to sell it, the sale is not chal. Mimai, what's the proof for this? Midiktani, because we learned in our Mishnah, Ein maisa ktana klum. It says in our Mishnah, a maisa ktana means nothing, a ktana can't do anything. Ein maisa ktana klum. And here we're talking about chur as a shlish. She see, b'mokim there's a shlish, there's an apotropos like, a ktana can't do anything. So even though she came to the shir of puuta, she's already 8 or 9 years old, her sale means nothing. Tomorrow no, v'dilma, heichadika shlishani. Maybe the difference between a shlish, a third person that's holding the money, between an apotropos, maybe a shlish is worse. Shrashishani, yachadika shlish. Shenishtalshu lakach, opirshaloi mayasabhim. Here the father gave over the money to a third person to hold it, and he told him exactly what to do with it. Therefore, we say the money has to go directly to her and not to her husband. But maybe the apotropos, and maybe the apotropos is not so strong over the kids, and therefore he has to look after what they need. But maybe if they themselves want to sell something, maybe they have a right to sell it. Fred Gemara im Kain, if so, listening, our Mishnah should have said a lashon of Avu Biktana Yasa Shlish Mashushlash Piyodi. That if the girl is still a Ktana, then the Shlish, the third person that's holding the money from her father, he should do what he was supposed to do. That's what the Mishnah should have said. That it's a din in the third person, he's supposed to do what he was told to do. My Ein Maisa Ktana Klum. What does our Mishnah say, a strong lashon of the last words of the Mishnah is, Avu Biktana Ein Maisa Ktana Klum. By Ektana, what she does means nothing. Why does the Mishnah say such a strong lashon? Shemamina filu bialma. Mashmino, any time there's somebody watching over the Ktana, any type of an apotropos there is, somebody to watch after them, even though the Agila Puotos, they're already 8 or 9 years old, if they sell something or buy something, nothing doing. That's a strong lashon of our Mishnah. Ein maisa ktana klum. When a Ktana does something, it means absolutely nothing. After the Mishnah Gittin says there's a loch and a puotos, if they sell something or they buy something, it's good. That's only where there's no apotropos. There's nobody over them. Then it's in their own power to do what they want. But when there's somebody watching over them, they can't do it without the apotropos. Yadrin alecho mitzias isha. Mishnah says, Hamadir es ishtoi, milehenes loi, if a man makes a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to his wife. Kids, he can't support his wife, can't give her no money, can't give her no clothing, no food, he can't give her any enjoyment. So lacha is, ad lamed yom, if he only made the neder for 30 days. So you say, okay, is yamed parnis, let him appoint the third person like to feed his wife, and after the 30 days, then they'll live together again. Yes, mikan, let's say he made the neder for more than 30 days, then we say, yoytzi viting suba, nothing doing, you have to give her a get, and she collects the ksuba, it's not her fault, you're the one that's causing this. What do you mean you're not going to feed her? So Rashi says like this, we're not talking about Hanos Tashmishoi, because he's meshubit to her, that he can't ask her. But it means to say rather, the mezainus, that he's not going to feed her, support her. And even on this Gemara, how could the husband do it? The husband is meshubit, the tonight ksuba is, you have to support and feed your wife. So how could you make a ned, you're not going to feed your wife anymore? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But if he makes it for 30 days only, we say, Yamat Parnes, Zerashi, Shliach Shifanasenu. Let him appoint a third person, that person should support his wife. And the Gemara is going to ask also, if he makes a Shliach, Nochur the Shliach is like he's doing it. That should also be Yasa to do with them. So we'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Be Yisrael, if we're talking about an Eishas Yisrael, the husband is a Yisrael, Choy de Shechud Yikayim. For 1 month, they should still stay married. Ushnayim yaitzei v'itink suba. But if he makes the neder for 2 months, then the loch is he should give her a get, and she has a right to collect the suba. So Rashi says, "Biyisrael the miyisraelu sheyachol asa has kushosai." Like even if he gives her a get, still he can take it back again. So therefore, we say that after 2 months, then give her a get. The koyin. Let's say though it's Nashis Kayin now, the husband is a Kayin here, then we say Shnayim Mikayim. If he only made a neder for 2 months even, they should still stay married. Because if you give her a get, you can't remarry her. So don't give her a get so fast. Therefore we say even though he made a neder for 2 months, that she can't have any enjoyment from him, still they should stay married. Ushloisha Yaitse Viting Suba. But if the nedir is for 3 months, that's already too much, then the din is Yaitse Viting Suba. So that's the Machlag Rabbi Yehuda, like says more, 2 or 3 months. Tanakama says 1 month, 30 days. Yehuda says by Yisrael is 2 months, and by Eshes Kohen is 3 months. Now, Hamadir es Ishtoi Shloititoim Echod Mikola Peris. If a husband makes a neder, his wife can't taste a fruit, a certain type of a fruit, Echad Mikola Peris, he makes such a neder that she can't eat. Shrashi Koinim Pri Plerni Alai, Vulkayim Lo. Or that, where the lady, his wife made this neder. She said upon herself, I'm making a neder that I can't eat any more apples. And the husband was Mekayim the neder. He says, okay, let the neder be chal. Halacha is Yotzev Yiting Suba. The husband has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba also. Soon we'll see why. Yeah, you do aim it depends. Since the husband did this, so the husband has to give her a get. Rabbi Yehuda Raimeh be Yisrael Yom Echad Yikayim. If by Eishes Yisrael, if they made the nether for 1 day, it's okay. Shinaim, if the nether was for 2 days already, Yaitzev Yitink Suba. She has the right to get a get. Well, the Kain, if she's married to a Kain, Shinaim Yikayim. For 2 days, they should still stay married. Shloisha Yaitzev Yitink Suba. If they made the nether for 3 days already, that she can't eat a certain type of a fruit for 3 days, then she has the right to get a get. If a person makes a neder, his wife cannot put on a certain type of jewelry. She can't make herself look nice. For many type of a thing that they put on to make themselves look nice. Like she says, this type of perfume is also to me. And he says, okay, he is mekayim, he makes a neder, it's a good neder. Halacha is Yotzev Yiting Suba. Again, that's the reason she has the right to say she wants to get because of that, and she gets a ksuba also. Like the husband is the one who was mekayim the nether, really then the husband should have been made for the nether, and since he wasn't made for, let the nether stay, it's considered like he's making the nether, therefore he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, v'yanius shlenosan kitzva. If she's a poor lady, then when does she get a get? Only if he didn't put a kitzvah. He didn't say an end. He just said she can't eat this peri, or that was a nether, or else she can't wear this makeup. If that was a nether, then she has a right to get a get. But it has to be ein la kitzvah, there's no time limit. It's mash malaylam. But let's say she's a rich girl, then the wife is rich, she's used to it, then we say shloshim yom. He says no, for 30 days, she doesn't get a get. If the neder was only for 30 days, then we don't tell him to give a get. Mashen came more than 30 days, then we force the husband to tell the husband to give her a get. So Grace like says, not in 1 or 2 days, but totally, if she's a poor lady, it has to be a neder loylam. And if she's ashiris, then we have to wait at least 30 days. So the Gemara, Zechur HaKashris, in the first part of the Mishnah, the husband makes a neder, that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, he can't feed alike. Freddy Gemara, the Chibud the Meshubid law, Hechi Mosim Adalah. Since the husband is Meshubid in a Tanaik Suba to support, feed his wife, how can he make such a nether? You're also to have enjoyment from me. How could there be such a nether? He's Meshubid to support his wife. If you're Meshubid, the nether is not Chal. It's like not, doesn't belong to you, like you can't ask for somebody else's things on somebody else. So since the food, like, is Meshubid to her, you can't ask, like, her food on herself. And the Gemara, Kol kemine, this is part of the kasha, is kol kemine, the ma'afkale l'shibudei. L'shibudei, does the husband have a right to take away his obligations that he has to feed her? For your tanaim, we learned like this, the opposite way. Let's say the lady makes a neder. Koinem shani yos l'picha. If the lady, the husband, the wife makes a neder, whatever I make should be yosa to my husband. The locher is ain't a sorok l'hofer. So the husband does not have to be made for that neder. Why? Alma, we see, kibun de mishabdalei, since the lady, the wife, has a chiyuv to work for her husband, she's meshuba to work for him, so lav kol kimina de mafkul ele shibuda, she can't make a neder to take away her obligations towards the husband. So achid arma, the same way the other way. Kibun de meshuba law, since the husband has an obligation to support, to feed his wife, lav kol kimina de mafkul ele shibuda. The husband can't make a neder to stop him from feeding his wife. How was the neder chal? So Gemara answers like this. Ella, the pshat is like this. Ella, mitoich sheyocholoi melo. Since the husband can tell his wife, see, ma'isi yadechem zaynasecha, listen, you're working, keep your paycheck for yourself, and I'm not going to support you. So the husband has a right to like take away his obligation to feed his wife. He could tell her, "See, ma'is yadecha, you keep your paycheck for yourself, instead of me supporting you." So nase koimalo here also. So Rashi says, even though the husband didn't say it, but when he makes this neder, it's as if he said it nase, it's like koimalo, as if he said to her, "See, ma'is yadecha, m'zaynasecha." By the husband making this neder, really what he's telling his wife is, from now on, the work that you do, keep the money for yourself, and I'm not going to feed you anymore. And therefore I don't have the chiyuv to do it, and therefore now the husband has a right to make a neder that the wife can't have any enjoyment at all from any food, from anything the husband owns.